I walked up that city hall and I asked the desk clerk, I said, have you got Geneva in here? Yep. She's in there locked up. I went in there and, you know, they told her she had a visitor. She said, who? Said, it's your mother. So I went in there and talked to her and she went to crying. She was one of my children that was locked up. Huh. And she went to bawling. And she said, Mama, I ain't gonna ask you or Daddy, do you want the money? I said, no, your daddy said he wouldn't have a dime to pay out. Not a penny. Said, will you please go ask Uncle George to come and pay me your house so I can go home and get ready and come back to work? I said, yeah, I'll go ask you, Uncle George. He, my brother-in-law lived down here on McKinney Street. One that my sister married. I went down there, I said, George, I said, Denise was up there in the city hall. She wants to know if you let her have money, let her out. He said, my God, Geneva? I said, yeah, Geneva. He said, Lord, yes, and I'll go up there and pay her out right now. So he just got ready and went up there and paid her out. She went home, got ready to come back to work.
How funny.
Mama, how in the world did you know I was up there? I said, they called us.
I bet she was sorry about that.
Mother, she said, I could have died when you woke up that winter and were talking to me.
I bet she could.
She said, they'd like to kill me.
What do you all do usually in a reunion like that?
Oh, boy, what do we do? Honey, there's such a crowd. We just kneel and butt into one another and two or three gather off in one corner and talk, and two or three off in another corner and talk, and we just, well, we just enjoy ourselves. And then when the table gets ready, we have a great big old long table. One of them with the, when we had the schoolhouse, one of them had the grub on it, the vegetables and meat and stuff to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one has cakes, pies, and things like that. And then the oven's got some salad on it. So we just...
just go from one table to another,
right? Oh, yeah. Well, we just... I'll tell you how we do. We just round up and... Now, the reunion one you all been at this year.
What's it like?
There's about 175 or more there. Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
And we was at the community building in Aubrey.
In Aubrey?
In Aubrey.
Yeah.
And we just pushing and a crumbing and a pushing. What I mean, the kids was wanting to get in, you know.
Yeah.
And the ones that had little kids had to feed them. The folks that had small children, you know, they got their plates and fed them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I fed my own mouth.
It's a lot. But if you hit it just right, you know, it's okay. You know? So you sort of have to. Just have to know how to hit it, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
If you were going to talk about kids being reckless drivers, you might say, well, you know, they forget to signal, they don't park right, and you'd say they sure are. What kind of drivers would you say?
Well, the most thing I say about them is they just... I say, poor kids, they ain't got more sense to know they're going to hit themselves and go to their grave.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've lost one grandson and one great-grandson that very way.
Oh, I didn't know about, now there's one of the twins. I didn't know about the other one.
You didn't know about my great-grandson, 17?
I guess not.
Well, he got killed just about a year and a half ago.
Oh, that's sad.
Over there in Frisco.
Oh, yeah.
His daddy bought him a car for a birthday present.
Yeah.
And he's out in it, fasting around and... Well, just riding away by the young guy, Spanish boy,
yeah.
And they both got killed around now.
Oh, that's true.